Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast aimed at intermediate to advanced level English learners. Have you ever thought about names? In different countries and in different cultures, names can vary considerably. In fact, some places even ban or regulate the names parents can give to their children. So, on this episode of Thinking in English, let's have a look at some of these illegal names and try to understand why some countries regulate babies' names. But first, why not follow the Thinking in English Instagram page, Thinking in English podcast, or the link is in the description. It's full of great vocabulary content, and you definitely should also check out my blog, thinkinginenglish.blog, for all of the transcripts for the podcasts and some extra bonus content. Here is today's vocabulary list. As always, the written list is available in the description of the podcast and also on my blog, thinkinginenglish.blog. Convention. Convention. A convention is a usual or acceptable way of behaving, and it often follows an old way of thinking or a custom in one particular society. As in many countries, it is the convention to wear black at funerals. Combination. Combination. A combination is a result of two or more things joining together. For example, new technology works well when used in combination with traditional classroom teaching. Composite. Composite. Something that is made of various different parts. For instance, the main character in her novel is a composite of several famous politicians. To regulate. To regulate. To control an activity or process by rules or a system. As in, their parents regulate how much TV the children can watch. To justify. To justify. To give or to be a good reason for something. As in, I can't justify taking another day off work. Offensive. Offensive. Something that makes people upset or hurts feelings, often due to being rude or showing no respect. For example, the program contains language that some viewers might find offensive. To discourage. To discourage. To prevent or try to prevent something happening or someone from doing something, by making things difficult or unpleasant, or by showing disapproval. For instance, the government is trying to discourage people from smoking. Unconventional. Unconventional. Different from what is usual, or from the way most people do things. For example, I had an unconventional childhood. The International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, or the ICCPR for short, is one of the most important human rights documents, and it is agreed upon by every member of the United Nations. Among the many fundamental human rights guaranteed by the document, Article 24 states that every child shall have a name. You might not have thought about this before, but you have the fundamental right to have a name, and everyone does. Just like the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, the right to live and work, a person must also have the right to a name. The idea of having a name may be simple, or may seem simple to you, but naming conventions actually vary considerably between different countries and cultures. In Western Europe and North American societies, most people have a given name. sometimes called a first name, a forename, or a Christian name, in combination with a surname, also known as a last name or a family name. So, for example, my given name or my first name is Tom, and my family name is Wilkinson. People may also have middle names, but these are not often used unless their first name is overly common or there is some other personal reason. In other cultures, children may be given numerous names when they are born, all of which are equally important. For example, in Costa Rica and many other countries, children within the same family may be given the same first name, which means that middle names become increasingly important and needed in everyday speech. For example, if all of your cousins have the same family name as you, but also the same first name as you, you would need to use your middle names to distinguish between the different cousins. The dominant naming convention in Arabic culture connects a person's given name with a chain of other names, starting with their father's name, and then their father's father's name, and so on until reaching the original family name. For this reason, some Arabic people's official name is incredibly long. In places like Portugal and Spain, most people actually have two first names and two surnames, which come from their mother's and their father's family names, respectively. In parts of Nigeria, children will be given three names: a personal name, a praise name, which reflects the hopes of the parents for their child's life, and a family name. In Bali, children may be named depending on the order of their birth, like Komang for the third born child, and surnames are not actually used in formal documents. Iceland has some of the most unique naming conventions in the West. The Icelandic surname is a composite of a parent's first name, usually the father's, followed by either the addition of son if they are a man, or daughter if they are a woman. So, for example, a man called Bjorn Johnson could name his son Hathor Bjornsson. So Bjorn would name his son Bjornsson. If I was Icelandic, which I'm not, but if I was Icelandic, my son's surname would be Thomson. And also in Iceland, the son will tend to be addressed by his first name most of the time. In fact, the telephone directory in Iceland is unique, as it is organized by first name and uses professions to help distinguish between people of the same name, because there are quite a lot in Iceland. While in some parts of the world names are permanent, in other regions they can change throughout life. People may be renamed for reaching certain life events, such as reaching adulthood or converting religions, or for other reasons. One of the more famous examples of people changing names comes from China, where it is common for people to choose a Western name at school, university, or work. Names in Asian countries tend to be written with the family name first, and sometimes people are addressed primarily with their surnames. Nicknames can also be essential in other parts of the world. I have some Thai friends who tend to use a short nickname, which is actually used far more than their real first names. I've not by any means mentioned every single culture or country in the world. So if you have any unique naming conventions in your country, please reach out and let me know. But as we can see, names vary a lot around the world. Although there are a few isolated tribes, often in the Amazon rainforest, that do not actually use personal names, at least not in the way that we would understand, names are almost universal, and they are guaranteed by human rights documents. However, just because you have the right to a name does not mean that you can choose any name you want, or that you can give your children any name you want. Some countries regulate names, and they can actually be quite strict. Let's have a look at why some countries have strict rules around what names you can give, and talk about a few examples. So one of the most famous examples of an illegal name from the last decade comes from Iceland. In fact, Iceland has some of the strictest rules regarding names in the entire world. Parents must choose a name from a list of 1,853 female names or 1,712 male names, or they have to seek special governmental permission. Now, that might seem like a lot of names to you if you don't know, but compare it with the UK, where in 2018 alone, there were 62,000 different names registered. The famous Icelandic case focused on a 15-year-old girl called Blair. Blair, which means light breeze, is considered to be a male name and is therefore officially banned for females in her country. Therefore, for her entire childhood, she had no official name on any government documents like her passport, and instead was simply referred to as girl. Imagine that your name is illegal, so you're just referred to as girl or boy. Although she eventually won a court case to keep her name, it demonstrated how strict some countries' rules for names can be. So why do some countries regulate names? Well, in the case of Iceland, it is justified due to certain rules of grammar and gender, and also from saving the child from embarrassment. Moreover, it is also common for the government to insist that a child's name be possible to write in Icelandic. Iceland is not alone, however. Places like New Zealand, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Morocco, Japan, and Malaysia all have baby naming laws. In Scandinavian democracies like Sweden and Norway, these rules are designed to protect the child's well-being and reputation. In simple terms, to stop parents from giving their children offensive or embarrassing names. Japanese local authorities are allowed to reject names if they consider that name to be inappropriate. So for example, in 1993, the name Akuma, meaning devil, was rejected. Germany prevented a Turkish family from naming their child Osama bin Laden for similar child welfare reasons. Germany also bans names that do not have a clear gender or could also be a surname. Now, this is very different from English-speaking countries, where people often have first names that could be surnames, and surnames that could be first names. The British actor Joe Thomas and the TV presenter Jason Mohammed are both examples. With Jason Mohammed, his first name, Jason, could be a first name or a surname, and his surname, Mohammed, could be a first name or a surname. Other countries also limit names, but for less commendable reasons. Morocco famously banned ethnic Berber names for many years, while Algeria still limits Berbers to a choice of only 300 names. In the past, Turkey banned Kurdish names and names using non-Turkish grammar, like the Armenian suffix Ian. Post-revolution Iran banned Western names and discouraged traditional Persian names as they were considered un-Islamic. China bans names including Muhammad or Islam in its Xinjiang region. However, it is important to mention that some places in the world are actually getting more liberal in their naming policies. Tunisia, for example, ended a ban on foreign names last year. Turkey stopped their policies about 20 years ago, and Israel stopped giving new immigrants Hebrew names in the 1990s. Another big factor contributing to name regulation is technology. Some government databases cannot handle long names or names using foreign characters. And this has been the case in New Zealand, China, Japan, Lithuania, and Poland. Even in the US, where many weird names are permitted, computer technology has stopped people from using diacritics. A diacritic is the accent above a vowel in a name like Jose. Other well-known examples of banned names include Metallica, Superman, Veranda, IKEA, and Elvis, which were all blocked in Sweden, Matty and Adolf Hitler in Germany, the at symbol, like you in your email address, which was banned in China, V8, written as the letter V and the number 8, an asterisk, the symbol asterisk, five with a TH next to it, anal, Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii, and Christ, which were all banned in New Zealand. On the other hand, the US and the UK tend to have much more liberal naming conventions. And I was actually surprised to find out that other countries restrict names. In the USA, parents sometimes see the right to give any name as an important expression of their freedom of speech. While it is often thought that weird names are a modern thing, popularized by celebrities giving their children strange names, like Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter is called Apple, this is not the case. In the 19th and 18th centuries, American records show people were named King's Judgment, Noble Fall, and Cholera Plague. There have actually been 20 people named Noun, 458 people named comma, 18 people named period, and only one person named semicolon in US history. Elon Musk recently, I think a few years ago now, named his child a strange combination of numbers and characters, which I cannot pronounce, and I don't know how to pronounce. A lot of parents say that they want their kids to be unique, but children with unusual names tend to get a lot of abuse at school. Here is today's final thought. This episode of Thinking in English has looked at names, and in particular illegal names. Some countries choose to regulate the kinds of names that their citizens and residents can give to their children. This may be out of concern for the child's well-being, technological reasons, or even political rivalries. I believe that, in most cases, parents should be free to choose the name they want for their children. As long as the name is not offensive, like using the name of a terrorist or a Nazi dictator, I think it is actually good to have a diversity of names. In countries like Iceland, or in the past in Morocco or Saudi Arabia, where there were regulations that you needed to have a national name, a name that reflects your national identity, I don't think this is necessarily a good thing, because our countries are increasingly diverse, and so our names should be too. How about you? What do you think? Do you know anyone with a weird, unconventional, or untraditional name? If you do, reach out and let me know. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review or rating, recommend it to your friends, or let me know on Instagram. My Instagram is Thinking in English Podcast. The link should be in the description. And make sure you check out the Thinking in English blog. I love hearing from listeners, and I really appreciate all of the messages I have received over the past few months. Feel free to send me a message or give me some advice or recommend a topic. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.